The mitzvah of Emunah is to believe that Hashem is omnipotent and can do anything, and there's nothing that's beyond His ability. Emunah is to believe in what is beyond our capability to fully understand and process. We can't truly express what Hashem's abilities are, how much power He possesses, and what He can do. Think of someone who, chas v'shalom, is suffering from an untreatable illness. He hears that a doctor has just come to the hospital who is the only person in the world who has had success treating this illness. Now that would fill him with joy and hope, and even though he doesn't know if the doctor will take him as a patient, and he doesn't know if the doctor will have any success treating him, and who knows how many other unknown variables there are, nevertheless, the simple fact that this doctor exists and he's here now gives hope. It's a sliver of hope, a ray of light, and that will change his whole mood and outlook. And that's how Emunah plays such an integral role in how we daven. It's the belief that nothing is beyond HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ability. Once we acknowledge that, if we can truly internalize that, then there's always hope. And therefore we're always filled with joy when we have the ability to approach this, the doctor, so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's important to understand something about this category of Tefillah of Rina. We understand that through the various forms of Bakasha, all the requests we make during the middle brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, so obviously we understand we're beseeching Hashem, we're asking Hashem, and that's where we can expect that Hashem will answer us and He'll listen to our requests. And we think that perhaps the first brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, which are the praise and we kind of introductory part of tefillah, is necessary part of tefillah, as we've explained. We have to praise and recognize the greatness of Hashem, but we don't necessarily see them, that they themselves serve in this capacity, meaning that they themselves are in effect a way of asking for the things that we need, and in a way, perhaps the most powerful way to ask for what we need. Shevach and Haidah, the Tefillah of Rina, has as much power as Bakasha, and perhaps even more, to have our tefillahs answered. We find in the Gemara that Rav Chia was put forward as a Shliach Tzibur when there was a drought. So he started to daven Shemoneh Esrei, and he said the words, Mashav HaRuach Omeret HaGeshem, and the wind began to blow. I'm sorry, as soon as he said Mashav HaRuach, the wind began to blow, and when he said Omeret HaGeshem, it began to rain. Now, that's not a bakasha, that's within the first three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. It's part of Gevurois. The real bracha where we ask Hashem for rain is much later, Baruch Aleinu. This was just, he was just getting started in Shemoneh Esrei. He was saying Atu Gibar, and he says, Mashav Ruach Omeret HaGeshem. It's one of the first brachas that we praise Hashem, and through saying this praise, their tefillahs were already answered. Praising Hashem alone was sufficient to achieve the answer of his tefillahs. So what is the meaning of that? Why is that? The pasuk in Eichas says, "Kumi roini balayla l'roish ashmurois, shivchi kamaim libech nechuk pnei Hashem." Get up and sing by night, the beginning of the watch. No, it's the beginning of the portion of the night. Pour your heart out like water, shivchi kamaim libech nechuk pnei Hashem, in front of Hashem. So this is a heartfelt call for everyone to pour out their hearts about the Charban. Yirmiyahu Hanavi is advising us of the most opportune time, middle of the night, and the method to reach Hashem. But what does he say? Does he say to cry? No. He says, sing, roni. This means rina, which is saying praise of Hashem, which is done from joy. So how can this possibly be the way to daven when we are in such a sad and despondent state after the Charban, and all the destruction and death that came with it? As Yirmiyahu HaNavi describes in full detail in Eicha, shouldn't the better word be kumi baichi balayla, get up and cry in the night? But the truth is that the best method to approach a time of great darkness where there is Hester upon him, and Hashem seems to be hiding his face from us, and we might be in suffering and in pain, is to try to approach Hashem with joy and praise. If we turn to Hashem with a joyous countenance, realizing our good fortune simply to be able to daven to Hashem and praise Him and recognize Him in this world, then Hashem will turn to us and shine His countenance upon us. As Rav Chaim Volozhiner explained to us, Hashem tzilucha al yad yiminecha, just as we turn to Hashem, Hashem turns to us, like our shade mimics us. And this causes the gates of mercy and bracha to be opened and shower upon us. So that's why in Shevach and Haidah alone, we can cause the whole sort of change of position where Hashem previously perhaps was not answering our tefillas, but through giving Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through being besimcha, recognizing who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, that changes HaKadosh Baruch Hu's whole approach to us. And in effect is the most powerful aspect of tefillah, which can cause our bakashas to get answered.